I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fate has no mercy.
I've always been rather fascinated by Vikings, ever since I learnt that it wasn't a noun. They didn't come from a place called Vikingia. They were people who actively went Viking, ordinary Scandinavian farmers and fishermen who were sick of scraping a living from the icy land and sea and preferred to rob other people scraping a living that way. And in the bleak winter nights, they told each other long, rambling, violent tales. The Norse sagas made Game of Thrones look like Little Women, and the Northmen is strictly from that blueprint.
Let this misdeed haunt your living nights, till a flaming vengeance gorges on your death. Strike.
Writer-director Robert Eggers' last film was the black-and-white tale of men going mad on the rocks, The Lighthouse. Well, there are no lights to speak of in The Northmen, set as it is in 10th-century Iceland.
He's here. He's here.
Mother! Father is here!
The king, my lady. The king.
A king, Ethan Hawke, returns home after a few months Viking to be welcomed in order of enthusiasm by his young son Amleth, his wife Queen Gudrun, a fiery Nicole Kidman, and his brother Fjolnir.
How I've missed you, my son. One day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, father. My king.
Fjolnir obviously has plans that don't include his brother. No, he doesn't pour poison into the king's ear, preferring the more direct Viking method of chopping off his head, though Ethan demands the equally Viking custom of a lengthy and exhaustive curse on his murderer first.
Robert! I will avenge you, father! I will save you, mother! I will kill you, Fiona!
I will avenge you, father. I will save you, mother. I will kill you, Fiona.
Amleth flees using his own chant of vengeance to indicate the passing of 20 years or so. Amleth becomes Alexander Skarsgård, now a warlord with a renegade bunch of Vikings. But no ordinary Vikings. These are berserkers. Going berserk was a career path among ambitious Vikings, and the Northerner gives us ample opportunities to see how they do it. One day, after a satisfying amount of rape and pillage, Amleth discovers that his wicked uncle Fjolnir was driven from his home to an even drearier part of Iceland. Our hero decides to go there, disguised as a slave, and wait for the chance of revenge.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
And what is that?
The kingdom.
On the voyage there, Amleth meets another slave, the beautiful Olga of the Birch Forest, played by Anya Taylor-Joy. Olga claims to be a white witch or seer. Well, by now, Amleth should be used to people predicting his future. There was one played by Willem Dafoe.
Your fate is set and you cannot escape it.
Well, this is no news to a Viking. Every Viking tale invariably opens with a warning that you can't outrun fate. The second seer Amleth ran into was shortly after Dad was killed. This was an exotic purveyor of hocus pocus, played by Icelandic singer Björk.
Father!
And later, Amleth and Olga find yet another cave-dwelling soothsayer who tells them they have to choose between, basically, being nice or being horrible. Well, no prizes for guessing which way your average Viking is going to go.
You must choose between kindness for your kin or hate for your enemies.
Your strength breaks men's bones. I have the cunning to break their minds.
The Northman is certainly getting rave reviews from critics with strong stomachs who praise Robert Eggers' authenticity, or at least how close it sticks to the original source material. Personally, my own interest in Vikings tended to be more how they fit into the history of Northern Europe.
And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance.
I will avenge you, Father.
I will avenge you, Father.
They were essentially a nihilistic force dishing out mayhem without fear or favour. It's no coincidence that Shakespeare's Hamlet, drawing on much the same material, also ends up with most of the main characters dead.
I want to save you, Mother.
I want to save you, Mother.
I want to kill you, Fjallar.
At the end of the Viking era, most of them settled down to a more boring, respectable life. But their dreams remained and occasionally manifest themselves in ultra-dark crime movies or stories like The Northman. If you're equally nostalgic for the days of Canute, Ragnar Lothbrok and the notorious Ivar the Boneless, this one's for you, but bring a warm blanket.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.